We won't go back.
We won't back down.
We won't go back.
Abortions are, at the moment, legal in Michigan. But the women in this room, including the president of the country's largest abortion provider, fear that soon could change.
How much, how far they are trying to take us back.
A 1931 Michigan law had banned nearly all abortions with no exceptions for rape or incest. Now that law could return.
This outrageous, dangerous, and cruel law basically means that healthcare in Michigan becomes criminalized, that women can be prosecuted for having an abortion, for having a miscarriage, if they have a stillbirth.
That's where Michigan's Proposal 3 comes in. It puts the question of whether abortions should be protected in Michigan directly to the voters. Signs are everywhere. Vote yes to support abortion access, no to oppose it. Both sides have been campaigning hard.
We're out canvassing in support of Proposal 3.
This father and daughter duo have been knocking on doors to convince voters that abortions should be protected.
After learning what the campaign was, she said she'd support it.
There is a reason why Michigan is at the center of the abortion debate raging across the country. Voters here are about evenly divided politically, a close reflection of the entire nation. And that gives lawmakers of both parties, from Lansing to Washington, a chance to learn what the average American voter thinks about abortion, and then to adjust their political strategies accordingly.
Republicans have long benefited from Christian conservatives who support the party's anti-abortion platform. The priest at the Church of the Resurrection in Lansing, Michigan, told parishioners voting for abortion access would be a sin.
Should you vote for Proposal 3, you need to repent and go to confession.
Abortion is murder. When you're taking a human life, you're murdering that life.
But polls show the pro-abortion side leading by a significant margin in Michigan.
The fact that we might not be able to control what happens with our own bodies, that we don't have that choice, is wrong.
Whether that passion translates to votes remains to be seen. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Lansing, Michigan.